After investigating the origins of the crack epidemic, he claimed he found a link leading right to the CIA.
Men who were working for the CIA's army were responsible for bringing all that cocaine into Los Angeles that sparked the crack epidemic.
He claims the smuggling was so open it had to be condoned by the U.S. government. Castillo says planes would arrive filled with supplies for the Contras, then leave carrying cocaine for America, bound for military airfields in Florida and Texas, offloaded out of sight of the law, then shipped to California and other points in the U.S.
The government are good guys, and they don't want to be perceived as contributing to the problem. They want to contribute to the solution. And by allowing drugs to reach the street, they are becoming part of the problem.
Crack kills, volume one.
On the basis of what you learned, do you believe that there was a conscious decision, a meeting where someone sat down and said, we're going to poison the youth of black America, and here's how we're going to do it?
These guys were looking to raise money, and I don't think it mattered to them where they did it. They just went where they could raise the money.
We are sick and tired of your excuses.
Working with the CIA had a hand in sparking the crack epidemic that has devastated America's inner cities.
I'll tell you, South Central Los Angeles and every other city in America are owed an explanation. People knew that drug trafficking was getting mixed up in the flow of weapons. People knew there were bad types involved in this operation. They didn't turn off the spigot. That's plain and simple.
According to Kerry, at the time, American officials were more afraid of the evils of communism than the ravages of crack cocaine.
There has never been a conspiracy in this country.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
A super secret organization like the CIA is going to have secrets. The crack epidemic, which ravaged this country's cities, was spread with help from a secret army linked to the CIA.
The government are the good guys, and they don't want to be perceived as contributing to the problem. They want to contribute to the solution, and by allowing drugs to reach the street, they are becoming part of the problem.
Gary Webb insists his stories were substantially accurate, and many Americans do seem willing to believe that their own government could have been involved in drug smuggling.
It's destroyed our community. All the black men are in prison. Most of us, the women, are still strung on the drugs, kids without fathers, without mothers.
And I hope that you'll help to put an end to it, because we are tired, and we're hurt, and we're angry.
And we're angry. And we're angry. And we're angry. And we're angry.